The first reading is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. From Malchus, Paul and the presbyters of the church at Ephesus summoned. When they came to him, he addressed them. You know how I lived among you the whole time from the day I first came to the province of Asia. I served the Lord with all humility and with tears and trials that came to me because of the plots of the Jews. And I did not shrink from telling you what was for your benefit or from teaching you in public or in your homes. I earnestly bore witness for both Jews and Greeks to repentance before God and to faith in our Lord Jesus. But now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem. What will happen to me there, I do not know, except that in one city after another, the Holy Spirit has been warning me that imprisonment and hardships await me. Yet I consider life of no importance to me, if only I finish my course and the ministry that I receive from the Lord Jesus, to bear witness to the gospel of God's grace. But now I know that none of you to whom I preach the kingdom during my travels will ever see my face again. And so I solemnly declare to you this day that I am not responsible for the blood of any of you, for I did not shrink from proclaiming to you the entire plan of God, the word of the Lord. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. A bountiful rain you shower down, O God, upon your inheritance. You restored the land when it languished. Your flock settled in it. In your goodness, O God, you provided it for the needy. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Blessed day by day be the Lord, who bears our burdens, God who is our salvation. God is a saving God for us. The Lord, my Lord, controls the passageways of death. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Give glory to your Son, so that your Son may glorify you. Just as you gave him authority over all people, so that your Son may give eternal life to all you gave him. Now this is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ. I glorified you on earth by accomplishing the work that you gave me to do. Now glorify me, Father, with you, with the glory that I had with you before the world began. I revealed your name to those you gave me out of the world. They belong to you, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you gave me is from you, because the words you gave to me, I have given to them. And they accepted them and truly understood that I came from you, and that they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for the ones you have given me, because they are yours, and everything of mine is yours, and everything of yours is mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I will no longer be in the world, but they are in the world, while I am coming to you. The Gospel of the Lord. So you see Paul saying goodbye to the community, and you can hear the sadness there, but then he says, hey, I don't have the blood of any of you on my head. I have told you everything I need to tell you. Now you're going to do what you need to do, but it's not going to be my fault if you don't do what you need to do. And Paul talks about what he preaches of is the gospel of grace. Now again, think about this. He's preaching the gospel of grace. What is the gospel of grace? He's proclaiming what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. grace. He paid for our sins. He gave everything for us. And Jesus tells us in the gospel today, when you and I sit there and surrender ourselves to him and let his will be done in our life and give him complete control of my life, he promises us eternal life. I give them eternal life. But it's the gospel of grace. So again and again, when you and I come before God, we should always be grateful instead of always being upset about what I haven't done and I'm not good enough and, you know, oh, look at what a sinner I am. That's not grace. It's just nothing to do with grace. It has everything to do with you and everything to do with me. It's not proclaiming the gospel of what God did for me. So again and again, we need to get over ourselves and what we do for God or don't do for God and proclaim with our lives the gospel of grace, what Jesus Christ has done for us. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.